Good evening. Today we will talk about teamwork. I think it's a very important topic which concerns all of us. There is a psychologist named Abraham Maslow. He found that individuals have different needs with different strengths. We know that we all need food, shelter, job, and security. But he said that we also need to relate to each other and to be accepted by them. Without this in our life becomes boring and dull. So working in teams is more fun than working individually, which can help to improve our performance. It's also said in Proverbs 30, the teamwork is has a biblical reference as well. It said in Proverbs 30, there are things on earth that are small but extremely wise. Ants are creatures without force, but in the summer they prepare their food for winter. And it also said about the locusts that they have no king, but all leave and are divided into groups. So when we talk about teamwork, we just remember the ants and locusts being so small, but they give a great example of unity and strength and self-management. But first of all, let's define what is a team. A team is a group of people pooling their skills, talents, knowledge with mutual support to provide effective solutions to problems. But what's the difference between a team and a group? For example, when we walk in, when we are in an assembly line, we are just a group. We're waiting for the same task, but we don't know each other. We're not related to each other. But on the other hand, when we are a team, we know the task of each other's and we pool our talents and skills together to the benefit of the general task. So a team is a group of people who have commitment to produce a result. But why work in teams? We work in teams to share perspectives, to learn from each other, to discover more about ourselves and others. It's said in Proverbs also, as iron shapes iron, so a man sharpens. As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. So we learn something new, we support each other, we experiment together, and we have fun. There is a scientist called Bruce Tuckman. He defined the team development into 5 stages. He said that any team develops through going through 5 steps. It's forming, storming, norming, performing, and adjourning. We'll take each step separately. At the forming, there is excitement, anticipation, anxiety, optimism. In the forming stage, as you see in the curve, the focus on the task is high, and the relationship axis, we're still in the beginning. So it's the team building stage. We define the team and the individual roles. We develop trust and communication together. We define our task together as a team and the strategy to fulfill this task. We identify the needed resources. The second stage is the storming stage, and this is the stage of conflicts. This is the stage where reality sets in, where frustration starts to develop, where dissatisfaction happens. And in this stage, collaboration is low because the relationship is still very in the beginning. And in this stage, the focus on the task drops down. However, this is also the stage of adjustment. We diagnose the conflict together. We find out if everyone agrees on goals, roles and responsibilities, and we try to identify the problem and work out a solution that meets everyone's goals. We have to be aware of this stage in specific, because if we don't continue and carry on together as a team with one hand, the team will be scattered because of this stage. But if we all have the awareness that we will all go through the storming stage, we will get over it together. After the adjustment happens, we come to the third stage, which is the norming. In the norming, the members accept the team. The team ground rules. We share the roles and the individuality of our fellow members. So if we know that somebody is upset from some behavior, we start to get to know each other and we start to avoid the annoying behaviors. The team begins to cooperate to give constructive feedbacks. Then the highest stage in the focus on the task and the relationship is starting to grow by time is the performing stage, where the team members have gained insight into personal and team processes and they have a better understanding to each other's strengths and weaknesses. A group has developed in this stage strategies to avoid and resolute all the conflicts, and the members feel a close connection to the team. After this stage comes the last stage, which is the adjourning or reforming. It's where the task is done and we bring closure to tasks. We review the group and all the processes which happened. We make suggestions and plans for improvement or for the next task. If we take Jesus Christ as a leader in his discipleship to the disciples, he went through all the stages, or the disciples went through all these stages. At the forming stage, they were all starting to get together. It's in Matthew chapter 10. It's when he called the 12 disciples and sent them. This is the forming stage of the disciples. Then the disciples as well went through the storming stage when there was a dispute among the disciples about who is the greatest in Mark chapter 9. And then they adjusted together and they started progressing. And it's in Luke chapter 10 where it's mentioned that the 70 returned with joy, starting doing miracles. So the curve here starts to rise upwards. Then the performing stage, it's in starting the evangelism, the Great Commission after the Pentecost. And the adjourning stage, it's accomplishing their missions and the crowns of martyrdom after they finished their missions. So the conclusion here is coming together, which is the forming stage, is just the beginning. Keeping together is a progress, which is to get over the storming stage. Working together is a success, and this is the performing stage as said by Henry Ford. Some tips to have good team spirit. First of all, there is no I in teamwork. A successful team beats with one heart. The teamwork is birthed when we concentrate on we instead of me. So we have to ask ourselves, does my ego stop me from being a good team player or not? Then the strength of the team is in each individual member, and the strength of each member is in the team. In football, for example, or in basketball, it said if you can't pass, you can't play. Also, be mission conscious. The goal is more important than the role. If we don't know where we are going, we will end up somewhere else. So So here the vision inspires the team. For example, our vision in evangelism is engaging people to Christ on the foundation of the gospel and the sacraments of our living church. If we don't see all this vision, we might get into conflicts together. Is the sacraments important? Is the gospel important? But if the vision inspires us all as a team and we all see that we all have the same vision, conflicts will be minimal. When we see the big picture correctly, we serve the team efficiently. Also, support group members' ideas. All ideas are valid in the team. No idea is bad. There is no wrong ideas, but the good team brainstorms all the ideas. We also have to monitor together how the success will be measured. We have to put some standards or criteria for our success and to evaluate it all the time. To get an idea of the team goals, responsibilities and timelines, this is important to be well known for everybody in the team. Who in the team is responsible for what? And ordinary people without commitment can create extraordinary team. We all have to know this. So we don't have to be really gifted or talented to be committed. Commitment is something acquired. Another tip is that collaboration is multiplication. All union is strength and all discord or dispute is danger. So complementing one another is more important than competing with one another. True team members see themselves as a unit working together and never allow competition between teammates to get to the point where it hurts the team. As you know that some geese fly in V-shaped, and this is typical teamwork. Also, when small fish unite together, they are more stronger. So collaboration is multiplication. And effective delegation also divides the effort, but it multiplies the results. In the team, we have to be also tolerant as possible. Otherwise, instead of having the initials of team together, each one achieves more, we'll end up with together everyone annoys me. So when the team doesn't work, it's 99% there is a communication break or poor communication, because simply communication opens and fosters trust. And the more difficult a situation, the more important is to communicate as a team. And generally, don't let more than 24 hours go by without addressing a conflict in the team. So communicate. Effective communication is a vital part of any team. To create a successful team, effective communication methods are necessary for both team members and leaders. A communication style survey will be distributed to you in your groups. In this test, we know which character is each one of us. We have four characters. We have the director and controller. We have the promoter and socializer. We have the supporter and relator. And finally, we have the analyzer and thinker. If we as a team distribute our effort and delegate our tasks according to this communication style, we'll have minimal problems. For example, we have a person in the team who is the director and the controller. He's the commander. He's the one who is task-oriented. He values getting the jobs done. He's intolerant of time wasters. He's the one who is among us the decisive and the risk taker. He's good at delegation work to others. The director is not shy, but he's private about personal matters. those people are strong in conversation and they like to be where the action is. They take charge, they are challenging and competitive and efficient. They are also fearless, and their motto in life is that is for them no obstacle is too big to tackle. And those people are results oriented. We also have the promoter and socializer. He's the entertainer of the team. He brings fun to the team. He's participative and passionate. He values enjoyment and keeping and helping others. He's full of ideas and impulsive in trying them. And he likes to work and likes to work to be fun for everyone. He's talkative and open about self and asks about others' opinions all the time. Those persons are flexible. However, they are easily bored with routine. They are creative and spontaneous. And they are generally optimists. And if we say that the director is results-oriented, the promoter and socializer is celebration-oriented. And their motto is, for them, nothing is beyond hope, because they are optimists. The third character is the supporter and relator. Some texts call them the visionary. They are visionary, the visionary people. They're harmonizers. They value acceptance and stability in circumstances. They are slow with big decisions. They hate change. They build networks of friends to do the work. Those people are good listeners. They are shy and nervous about voicing contrary opinions. They are very much concerned about others' feelings. They are easygoing. They like the slow, steady pace. They are friendly and sensitive. And if we say that the directors are results-oriented, the promoters are celebration-oriented, then the supporters are relationship-oriented. And their motto is that for them, no person is unlovable. Everybody is lovable. Finally, the analyzer and thinker, they're the assessors of the team. They're the perfectionists. They value the accuracy in details. They plan thoroughly for deciding how to act. They prefer to work alone. They're introverted, quick to think and slow to speak. They're closed about personal matters like the directors. They're highly organized, and it's said that they even plan spontaneity. They're cautious, logical. They avoid waste. They're thoughtful. And they are idea-oriented, and their motto is, for them, no problem is too big to ponder. Finally, in the sheet of the questionnaire, we have 18 questions. When you put your scores, you'll get O, D, or GD. You'll get O, GD or GI. So what's the meaning of that? If you circled a GD according to your score, then you tend toward being a director and controller. G stands for guarded and D stands for direct. So if you're guarded and direct, you're guarded about personal matters, you're direct about the tasks, then you are a director and controller. If you circled OD, then you are a promoter and socializer. O stands for open, and again D stands for direct. So if you're open and direct, then you are very much expressive. You are a promoter and socializer. If you circled OI, then you're open and indirect, and you're predominantly a supporter and relator. And finally, if you circle GI, you're guarded about personal matters, but you are indirect. You have lots of analyzer and thinker characteristics. Why is this important? This is important because if we know each other in the team, we'll know which task is to give to who. And this is very important. For example, if we want, if we have a problem in the team, a relationship problem, it's better to delegate this to the supporter and relator. If we have a task which we needed to be quickly done, it's better to get to give this task to the director and controller. If we have a problem and we don't know where it came from and we need to analyze the situation, it's better to give this task to the analyzer and thinker. And if we want to initiate the team spirit in the team, it's better to, for example, to give an ice-breaking task to the promoter and socializer. As it is said in Corinthians, the first epistle of Corinthians, but now indeed there are many members, yet one body, and the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need for you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. So problems can become opportunities when the right people come together. At the end, it's teamwork as it is, it has the biblical reference. We might say it is also a commandment, because if we are together, if we have the same unity together, as it said by Jesus Christ, everybody will know that we are his disciples if we have love to one another. So our initials for team is together everyone accomplishes miracles. So enjoy the process, give it your best, and never forget that no matter what you want to do in life, it takes a teamwork to make the dream work. Thank you.